under his management are $47 billion. $89 million is subject to this divestment. He said, managing risk to Nevada's taxpayers is my responsibility, and the moral risk is more than I'm willing to bear. Don't we all have a right to go to places without living in fear?
Wow. Wow. The other story that caught my eye, and only because I've known this guy, believe it or not, when I worked in Nashville, Tennessee, back in the day, I ran into a guy named Drew Johnson. In fact, interviewed him on my show, and now he is a candidate for the Clark County Commission. You interviewed him. What did you make of Drew Johnson?
Well, I certainly believe that he had a grasp of some of the issues. I've interviewed two of the candidates in that district, specifically District F, and that would be his challenger, one of his challengers, at least, Jenna Walso. And they both seem to have a very similar grasp on what the roles of the commissioner are, how the general master plan of Clark County called Transformed Clark County. They certainly were aware of that, spoke to that. What I thought was interesting, too, was that he started the whole pink flamingo phenomenon. I had no idea, and I thought that was perfect, Vegas. He threw a pink flamingo out on the ice when the Knights were playing, and that caught on, and now they have something called the Victory Flamingo. But what's interesting about this race is that there is definitely some political tea brewing, and it kind of keeps getting worse and worse and worse. In the latest kind of back and forth, Lisa Mayo DeRiso, who's representing Jenna Walso as her consultant, and who is also now working with Joe Gloria on election, it's not the Election Integrity Board, but she's been appointed to a position to kind of oversee the election, early and midterm election. That has turned into a complaint filed by Drew Johnson with the Secretary of State, saying that basically that she, Lisa, has a conflict of interest in the fact that she is representing up to 9 candidates, and he doesn't want to have any kind of conflict of interest or undue influence within her position. So we're waiting to hear back from the Secretary of State to see what the Secretary of State determines. And so, you know, this commissioner race is really turning into quite the soap opera.
Boy, it is. Let me just ask you, overall, we're coming upon Election Day just a week from today. Can you talk a little bit about your sense of what the electorate is thinking and feeling, the issues that are resonating with them and that are going to turn this election?
Well, I think, and I've written extensively about this on the Nevada Globe, that, you know, when you lose CNN and when you lose Democrats, you're losing. And that's exactly what Democrats are doing. CNN even said that, you know, no Democrat incumbent should feel comfortable in Nevada. And it's not because of climate change and that we haven't progressed towards eliminating fossil fuels. It's not because of abortion. It's not because of George Floyd. It's because of the economy. And there is an old adage that basically says people vote with their pocketbooks. And the economy is the number one driver and is the number one thing on Nevadans' minds. Nevadan households are getting hit the hardest by inflation. Since Joe Biden has taken office, Nevadans have paid more than $8,000 per year in extra costs. And those costs are associated with housing, energy, gas, food, and basically all your daily necessities. And inflation is called a hidden tax. So Nevadans have been taxed at approximately $8,300 extra per year. That's a significant chunk of change for a majority of hardworking Nevadans. The gas tanks, like I said, you know, we're feeling it. I was paying about $23 to $26 to fill up my tank under President Trump. I now just filled up and it cost me over $55. And I only have a 12 to 14 gallon tank. I mean, imagine if you are working in the rural or if you are a carpenter or a tradesman and you have to drive a truck in order to cart, you know, your tools and equipment and materials, you know, back and forth to the job site. You're paying over $100 every time you fill up your tank. So the economy is number one on Nevadans' minds. This bodes very dangerous for the Democrats. That is why the Cook Political Report has flipped a majority of lean Democrat seats from the governor on down to toss-up races. It really is going to depend on voter turnout in order to flip these seats to a Republican majority.
Are people mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore? Has it come to that?
Well, certainly the people I've talked to.
Yeah.
You know, and I talk to quite a bit of people. I mean, I can't get a Democrat to go on the record with me for an interview. But I'm out in the community quite often. And I have what my dad would call rabbit ears. I hear lots of things. So, you know, sometimes I'm eavesdropping on another conversation or listening to the conversation of people next to me. I'm talking to the folks in the hospitality industry, from the valets to the bartenders to the waitresses and waiters to the busboys. I mean, I am always talking to the people that make this economy run here in Nevada.
Wow.
And what I can tell you is that a majority of those people are hurting, and they don't know what to do. And I always say, vote.
There you go.
And make sure you're voting for the people that aren't going to tax you to death, raise your prices, and maybe that means you're voting opposite of what you've done before. Who knows? It really depends on if, on their mind, if the economy is first or if abortion is first,
yeah.
Right? Because abortion is not going anywhere in Nevada. It's codified into law. A woman can walk into a Planned Parenthood and abort her six-month-old fetus. That's codified into law. So for any Nevada Democrat to campaign on abortion is simply taking away from the issue, and it's a false flag.
Hey, Megan, we are flat out of time. In fact, we're over time. Thank you so much. It's always good, and I can't wait for Election Day to find out what you're saying on the NevadaGlobe.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Kevin. Talk soon.
We'll talk on Election Day. Won't that be nice? Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the NevadaGlobe.com. Stay where you are. Coming up, former Congressman Crescent Harder. He wants back into Washington. He's running in CD1, trying to unseat Dina Titus. All that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, it's 1:33. If you're on the freeways right now, you should be moving along. Hopefully, your air conditioning is working. Commuters are averaging about 55 miles per hour as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. No major issues on US 95, pretty much up to freeway speed. A little bit of congestion there on the Beltway, but you're moving 215 westbound at the 15 interchange. Those lane restrictions, they continue downtown on Interstate 515 between the 15 interchange all the way out to Eastern. So give yourself some extra time there. And overnight roadwork this week on Interstate 15 in North Las Vegas at Las Vegas Boulevard. Those northbound ramps are closed nightly at 7.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Red Sox shut out the Angels 1-0 on Monday. Michael Wacha pitched a three-hitter for his first shutout in 5 years. The Angels have dropped 12 straight. That matches their longest slide in a single season, last done to end the 1988 schedule. Angels star Mike Trout had a first-inning single off Wacha to end an 0-26 drought. That's the longest hitless streak of his career. The Mets beat the Padres 11-5 on Monday. Eduardo Escobar hit a two-run triple with two outs in the ninth to complete his first cycle, giving him 6 RBI and boosting Carlos Carrasco to the victory. The Mets tagged Blake Snell with 3 runs in a rough first inning that lasted 43 pitches and took 27 minutes. Off day for the Dodgers on Monday, they open up a series at Chicago tonight against the White Sox. 5:10 Pacific first pitch. 1-1 right-hander Mitch White starts for LA. They'll face 1-2 right-hander Michael Kopech. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boostar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working. We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, before the show, our crack research staff, we were thumbing through the latest ABC News Ipsos poll, and some of the stuff is just absolutely amazing that you're seeing. 80, well, I'll give you some of the numbers, but rather than I give you the numbers, I'm going to let Carl Rove, the brain, bring you the numbers. He was on with Trace Gallagher yesterday, and they ran through the latest ABC Ipsos poll. Listen to some of this.
71% disapprove. And then you move on, approval of Biden on gas prices, 72% disapprove. I don't know who the 27% that actually approve of $7 a gallon, Carl, but it just seems like very bad news for the administration.
Very bad news, and it feeds into a bigger, broader pattern. It's not just that these two things are hurting him. The whole issue of his governance is hurting him. Take a look at the Real Clear Politics average of his job approval. 41 approve, 54 disapprove. That means that about 20% of the people who voted for him today disapprove of his performance in office. Right direction, wrong track. Is the country going on the right direction? 22%. Off on the wrong track, 71. That portends a tsunami this fall for the party out of power, because the American people want change. They're not getting it from this government. They're not getting it from this administration. And by gosh, they're going to have their way come November by voting for the out party.
And then you talk about why, Carl, in your Wall Street Journal op-ed about the president's op-ed on inflation, you write the following, quoting here, "It was wise to promise that tackling inflation is your top economic priority. But in your next paragraph, you pass the buck, saying that the Federal Reserve has a primary responsibility to combat inflation. You may think this could deflect blame from you if things don't improve before the midterms, but it really just sounds petty." And there's this belief that he's just constantly blaming other people for everything, Carl.
Yeah. Now, remember, that was, I think, the high point of his so-called plan. It went downhill from there. He said, you know, we're going to do something about these supply chain issues. Well, haven't you been working on that since you came into office? We're going to do something about infrastructure. Well, didn't we pass a $1.2 trillion bill in November? And then the rest of it was basically a repetition of the Build Back Better bill. We're going to lower costs for people by spending more government money. Well, why, if that works, why the heck do we just have the government pick up every everybody's bills if that will make the problem of inflation go away. No, it won't make it go away, and we know that. Individually, as American citizens, we instinctively understand that more money spent by the government is simply going to add fuel to the fire of inflation. As Larry Summers warned this president last year before he passed the nearly $2 trillion American Rescue Plan.
Wow. Unbelievable. We're going to get more into the numbers coming up in just a bit. Also, we missed an anniversary. How could we do that? How could we miss an anniversary, please? Well, we didn't. Or we're not going to. Anyway, stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
I'm Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We are now at the critical point in this election where we choose Nevada's future course. Let us put forward our best team to defeat the status Democrats in November. During this campaign, I've traveled throughout all 17 counties, met and spoken with thousands of our fellow Nevadans who have shared their concerns about our state. I have heard you, and I'm ready to go to work addressing those concerns. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. I served our country in uniform as a pilot and test pilot, commanding the B-2 Stealth Bomber Test Squadron. I flew internationally for FedEx for 20 years. I have served as the Reno Air Race Director of Flight Operations and Race Director. Let my proven principled leadership from the military, private sector, and local community work for you. It would be my honor to lead you as your next Lieutenant Governor. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies and vote for me. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who have experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music has taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me. For years, I endured pretty serious hearing loss in my left ear. At concerts and sporting events, I could only hear about 50% of what was being said around me. It eventually drove me nuts. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now they've even hooked me up to my smartphone, so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aid, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this effort.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America, a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Celebrate your special day. Wishing you the very best. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
What is it, a day late and a dollar short? Is that generally what they say? Gentleman Jim Dallas is a guy that never lets me forget the important stuff all around me. But we may be one day removed, but still, we've got an anniversary to celebrate.
Yeah, they've been the first couple of Las Vegas for the better part of 20 years now, Kevin. We're talking about Mayor Carolyn Goodman and her spouse, former Mayor Oscar Goodman. And they have been, that family has been the mayor since 1999 in this community. So yesterday they celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary. And we let that slip by because, you know, it was D-Day and Normandy, and there was a lot going on there. But the couple, they celebrated their anniversary from their beach home in Coronado, California. So we wanted to pass them on our best wishes. And they even forgot there was a conference call that was scheduled yesterday, Kevin, with Mayor Carolyn Goodman with Authentic Brands Group, the AGB Group. Now, we talked about them in the news about a week or so ago, because that is a discussion where they're talking about moving forward with the Elvis Presley licensing developments. So they even scheduled that for yesterday, but they moved that to today because yesterday was the 60th anniversary of, just a treasured couple. They're everywhere. You always see Oscar Goodman with his two very tall showgirls, one on each arm, wherever he goes. He always has his martini, and he really, really stepped up to the plate, so to speak, years ago, trying to bring professional sports to Las Vegas, and it finally has happened over the course of the past 20 years.
And you know what's amazing? That, and again, I just moved here 12 years ago, something like that. A lot of that predated me. But the one thing I love is that even in an era where commissioners wouldn't even allow you to bring the subject up at a state of the game Super Bowl thing, they didn't want to talk anything about Las Vegas because, you know, there was that gambling connotation. Ooh,
right.
Ooh. But he persisted. I mean, he was out front on getting the major league sports franchises, and now, of course, under his wife, Carolyn, we got it, and we're going to get more.
It looks that way, and we still haven't heard anything from the A's and where they stand in coming to Las Vegas, because they had another offer from Oakland. But I would imagine that they're looking at, they're crunching some numbers, and they can see the tax benefits in Nevada as opposed to California, even though we pay a lot in gas, and we're right there with them, and it's because of California. But if you want to relocate a team, I would think it would be much better here in the state of Nevada. So they have been very instrumental, and we just wanted to take a moment or two on the show to show our appreciation for Carolyn Goodman and Oscar Goodman. They have been the mayor and their family for what? Over 20-some years.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just ask you, because you've lived here a long, 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 long time, longer than I have. And I'm curious, Carolyn Goodman, was she highly visible as Oscar's wife, or was she kind of back in the shadows?
She was always the same person, let's put it that way. But Oscar was such a centerpiece to Las Vegas. And again, it was a lot of show and pomp and circumstance with the beautiful showgirls wherever he goes. He always tips his martini glass. And he was everywhere. And I saw him just recently. I was over at the Westgate, and I just happened to walk in one day, and there he was with his two showgirls. I mean, this was in the last 3 or 4 months, Kevin. So he is still out there as mayor emeritus, if you will. he's really a great ambassador for the community, and Carolyn has always been there quietly by his side, but she's really stepped up as mayor in her tenure.
Wow. Coming up on the program, more from a gentleman, Jim Dallas, but also John Cornyn is a senator from Texas. He is looking for answers, and he's not getting a lot of answers right now. They are debating, even as we speak, in the United States Senate. They're just in for a couple of weeks, and then they're gone. Then they're gone for the summer recess. And they all try and get reelected. But I'm going to tell you, they're trying to talk about gun control. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. We're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the Club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Walsh Show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
John Cornyn is a senator from the state of Texas. And, you know, there's been a lot of pressure on him to be one of the 10 Republicans who will vote for gun control. That's what the Dems are hoping for. But John Cornyn says he will not discuss anything that abridges our rights to keep and bear arms. This is yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate.
Over the last week and a half, I've been talking particularly with Senator Murphy, Senator Tillis, Senator Sinema, but literally with everybody I can reach on the phone.